And so did you know, I mean, how soon did people know about being evacuated? Was there a lot of chat about it for a long time?
Well, they could see the thing coming and it could get worse. My mother first went to Tangiers. And I went to see her a couple of times, you know, when once from Gibraltar was about 2 hours by boat. But then when it got worse, they decided to send some of people to Jamaica and others to England. My mother was coming over, so I put my name to come over with her.
Because you wouldn't let her go by herself?
I wouldn't let her go by herself. I mean, she had nobody, no other family.
And this is so interesting, because how old were you now?
How old was I then?
Yes.
When we came over, I was 24.
So you'd never been to England before?
I never was.
Had you never been to England before? Neither of you, your mother or you, had never been here?
No.
No. And it must have... Just tell me what it was like then. Was it a shock coming to England?
Well, can you imagine coming to London from Gibraltar?
Well, you just tell me, because it's very interesting.
Well, everybody just looked, and we were put in Lancaster Gate, one of the best places in London. And there were those lovely houses facing the park. Well, beautiful, Bayswater Road. You know Bayswater Road?
Yeah.
Marble House. Then you get Regent Street.
Fantastic. But what was it, you know, so you arrived by boat. Where did you arrive? Where did you come to London or to Southampton or... Where did you come to? Can you remember?
I think it was Swansea.
Oh, Swansea, right.
I think it was Swansea.
But you must have had a sort of picture in your mind because you spent your childhood, your education, learning about England. Then suddenly here you are. So what did you think?
Well, in a way I was glad that I was in London, outside Gibraltar. Not because I still feel it, although I've been here for 50 odd years now. And I've done well, thank goodness, we've brought up the family and all that, no complaints whatsoever. But I still feel Gibraltarian.
Of course. Did you have a sort of picture of England? Was it what you imagined when you first
arrived?
Oh, yes,
of course. I imagine England being strong and everything. And that is what happens now, still now, I think. It's still what happens with Germany. We beat them in two wars. The French are the same. They dislike us, but they've never had a chance when we went to war. And the Spaniards, it would be a mismatch. So, of course, I'm proud of England, of being British.
But was it like, I'm just thinking about physically what it looked like as well. I mean, did you imagine it very green, how did you imagine it in your head?
Well, in the first place, when we came, we were opposite Hyde Park. So just imagine the park. I went through it and used to run sometimes around, watching and seeing Park Lane. It was something I never imagined. I'd only seen in pictures, in the films.
In films, yeah. And did it feel so big to you, suddenly all this space?
Oh, it was... You know what Gibraltar is? I mean, the main street is about this width.
Yes. You
know? And seeing those shops, although we always had very good shops in Gibraltar, Indian shops, the Indians, for perfumery, watches and things like that.
How interesting.
But nothing like Selfridges or Harrods.
Just tell me about that. That's very interesting. So there were Indian shops. So were they Indian people who'd come from India or from Africa? What do you know?
Indians we have in the French of Gibraltar, we have the Dialdas. The Dialdas, their father were born in Gibraltar. So imagine how long they've been in Gibraltar.
It would be so interesting.
Oh, they're Gibraltarians.
Yes, of course. But I'd really like to talk to them, to know where, you know, how their families came to Gibraltar. what the route was.
I don't know how they got to Gibraltar, because they've been there for 2 centuries.
So are there some Indian or Gibraltarian Indians in the Friends of Gibraltar?
Oh.
Really?
Best of friends.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, best of friends.
So going back to London, what about your mother? What did she think?
To come here?
Yeah.
Well, she had no choice. We had no choice but to come to England. But that was... she met somebody, met friends with people of her age in the hotel. And she started a new life, you might say. To begin with, we had a bath, which we never had in Gibraltar. And that was something.
And the whole sort of idea of space and more freedom, presumably she had a lot more freedom suddenly, in a funny sort of way, even though it was the war.
It had what?
Do you think she had a lot more freedom? She did feel free? Or?
Here?
Yes.
Yeah, we had freedom. We had the freedom at Gibraltar. Nobody told that you've got to do this and walk here or sit down or whatever. No, no.
I just thinking, what I meant was, you know, in Gibraltar, because there's so many people and it's so small, everybody knows your business, everybody knows everything. Did you feel like, oh, this is... Because I always feel like that coming to London, even now. You know, you feel free in a way.
Well,
anonymous
the thing is
and free.
That sometimes even... there were a lot of Spanish people. Spanish by birth, but married to Gibraltarians. They couldn't speak English. And... But you got on with them, and with the English people. We had the manageress we had in the 100 Lancaster Gate, and Mrs. Steele was a lovely lady.
So tell me, what sort of place was it? Was it a hotel or what he was staying?
No, it was blocks of houses.
Right, so you had a flat in it or some rooms or what?
No, it all depended how many you were in family.
So what did you have, you and your mother?
I had a room for myself, and my mother had another one. And we used to go, the meals were cooked there, very good meals for the... Bear in mind that the rationing was on, but there were all meals there. Good doctors, nurses, everything was done, laid on.
And did your mother work?
No.
No. And what about you?
Me, immediately.
Yes. And were you told, given a choice of work, or how did you find work? Can you remember?
No, I went to the American Red Cross. Somebody told me I wanted to go to a job, straight away.
And what did you do?
Security and in the accountants.
And... So what did that... Tell me a little bit about the job, what it was.
Well, security. Mm-mm. You know, I was doing night shifts to see that everything was...
Safe.
Say no lights going out or things like that.
Yeah.
And helping with the accounts.
And, you know, even though you were in, you know, Bayswater and it was a beautiful place, it was... You were also, all you lot, Gibraltarians, were in London in the middle of the Blitz, weren't you? So tell me a little bit about that, because that's
I met my wife practically straight away.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I met her in the hotel, she was staying there, and we became very close. We used to go out everywhere. We used to go, I remember the first time we... On a Sunday, we had been for a walk or pictures or something. Or we saw a fighter shooting at something in front of me. It was the flying bombs. It was the first time we saw about the flying bombs. But we used to go out there to work, to shopping, to the pictures or whatever. No, life went on. I used to go football.
And did you, where did you go? Did you go to the undergrounds for shelter?
Underground, the first time. Well, the underground was just imagine. I just took it. And funnily enough, I've got a national health number, which is 12-53-99. Those were the numbers of the three buses that passed by Lancaster Gate. What a coincidence.
It is.
It is a coincidence.
Yes.
So I used to get a bus there to go to Piccadilly and back.
And what happens when there was an air raid?
What happened?
What happened when there was an air raid? When the bombs were coming over, the German planes were coming over, what happened then?
Well, a lot of people went to the underground. I never went, my mother never went.
Why not?
God, what was the use going there? It was must have been so uncomfortable, people, the trains coming in and out, people lying there because they had to lie or sit or something. No, we didn't, and my girlfriend, we didn't go. As a matter of fact, sometimes when there was one, we started looking out from the balcony. We were on the sixth floor, looking out where they were shooting and things like that.
So you didn't even go down to the basement or anything?
No.
Did people think you were mad?
The only time that happened, there was... All this world had been hotels or blocks of flats. We were in 100. They dropped incendiary bombs, and the 105 was in flames. So we all ran when time to put the flames out. And I got one from the... I thought I was going to die. It get on my lungs, and I was for 2 or 3 days very ill, vomiting. And
you breathed in a lot of smoke. Mm.
But the thing is that you took it... well, many people started... I remember many people say, hurry up, look, it's 4:15. They'll be here in about an hour's time. Be here would be the Germans bombing. Hurry, they knew it was a habit already. It was scary, don't get me wrong, but people took it on their stride.
Do you think, did people used to pray?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, you can't stop people praying, and they go there, even in the underground, apparently. They go there together. There was no harm I never did it because I never went there, but I never complained about anybody praying. First thing we do when we have a problem, oh, please God.
It's true, we do.
Whether you are God, my God, or his God, or whatever.
We do, so we do. It's natural, isn't it? Yes. Your mother worried?
What?
Was your mother worried?
Worried?
Yes.
Yes, she was worried. I mean, and I was working at night time as well. And many times, you know, when I came from work, I'm back, Mum, and I think she had the light on and everything, reading, waiting for me to come. But that was normal. Then in 1944 we got married.
In England?
In Paddington. I think it was a normal thing. I looked at her, I liked her, she liked me, and we got onto like a house on fire.
Having a wedding in wartime, presumably you couldn't spend too much money. You had to. How did you do it? How did you do your wedding?
Well, the wages were not what it is now, what they are now. But the prices, you had, for instance, the 50 shilling tailor. You could have a suit for 50 shillings. It wouldn't be one like from...
Savile Row or something.
Savile Row, I was going to say.
Yeah.
And Savile Row, I used to go there, now that you mentioned that, to the office of Sacconi and Speed.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Because every now and then, I used to get a bottle of whiskey or something, you know, allowance. And I used to go in Piccadilly, come out from work, go there, see the head man there who I knew from Gibraltar, and the major patron was in charge then of Sacconi and Speed, and I knew him from Gibraltar. And I had an allowance. Sometimes I came up with a couple of bottles of wine or something.
The Gibraltarians in your hotel, in your block, in the other Gibraltarians in your block where you were staying in Lancaster Gate and in these lovely houses, did you know quite a lot of them already from Gibraltar?
I knew some, but most no.
And what about, were there quite a lot of children as well?
The children? Well, they went to school and everything.
And where did they go to school?
Round the place, round Lancaster Gate, I suppose. I didn't have any children then.
Did you think that the people with children were more likely to go into the shelters then? I know you didn't, but they must have.
Yes, done. But you saw also, I remember one was like you took a couple of these, put the mattress over his shoulder and was the first one in. Scared stiff. But no, they got used to it. Come on, hurry up. Come, look. About half an hour's time they're coming, they'll be here. As if they were expecting it. And sometimes they knew.
So interesting.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Did people in the block of... did they speak Spanish? Did you speak Spanish?
Mainly.
Still mainly Spanish.
Mainly.
Yeah.
Then because there were more Spanish than Gibraltarians.
You know, we talked about Victor Riso, Victor and Magda, because he remembers very vividly being a child in London. He was in Lancaster Gate too, Victor was. Mm. And he said that people thought, a lot of people in London believed the Gibraltarians were very lucky, because not very many Gibraltarians got killed in the Blitz, I don't think.
No.
Do you think you were lucky?
Well, I think so. I think we were all lucky to with the bombing we had. We had a hell of a bombing. Because I think, the Germans on the, and I think it's always in news, you know, the 15th of September 1940 was when France capitulated. And then they concentrated, it started the Battle of Great Britain. And the Germans started, they used to send hundreds of planes at a time and all that. And we didn't have so many as them. But apparently on the night of the 15th of September, they shot down 30 Spitfires, of which 10 pilots were saved. But we shot down 165 bombers of theirs. And although they had many, many, many more planes than we had, they couldn't afford that loss every day. So they changed methods the following day. They were expecting the same, but then instead of going to military objectives, they started bombing buildings and all that. That is how the story goes. But the bombings were terrible. I mean, it was next door to you, but all the centre of London. We were right in the centre of London.
So you saw London burning.
Yeah, we saw it. I tell you, many times when we were looking out of the balcony there, undercover, just in case of the flag. But we saw the bombing, the explosions at the distance.
So you say, I know you say you get used to it.
You got
used to it. Because you have to, because you're living in it. But you must have been very frightened as well. Must have been very frightening.
Well, there was always that, don't get me wrong, don't try to say that I was very brave or anything. We had no options. So we took it in our stride. We had to go to work, we had to go shopping, we had to go, and some sort of entertainment was the pictures then. If there was football, we used to Saturdays, football was a must.
It's also probably quite exciting, wasn't it?
It was, and the pubs were full.
The what, sorry?
The pubs.
Oh, were they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and a lot of that feeling, well, I might as well have another cigarette or a drink because I might be dead tomorrow. Was there,
there was one thing that Germans couldn't beat out the English. It was the spirit. The spirit of the English. It was there, and the thing that broke them up.
Did you ever see any sort of tragedies? I mean, people being pulled out of buildings and that sort
any?
Of thing. Any tragedies, like people being pulled out of buildings and dead people
no,
and all that?
No. I wouldn't have liked to either. As a matter of fact, the night that I told you we raised to 105 because it was on fire, even there, it was just incendiaries. It wasn't that a bomb to destroy. No. It wouldn't have been very nice to watch either.
No. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Pepe, was, so we talked a bit about your mother and you actually were looking after her, really, because she was here, and, but she was making friends as well. How was her English? Could she speak good English?
No, my mother practically spoke no English.
And could she write English?
Pardon?
Could she write or communicate in English in any way?
No, she wrote in Spanish.
You see, this is very interesting.
Mainly.
Yeah. So it would have been difficult for her if she was going to do the shopping or whatever. How did she manage?
Well, when I met my wife, she had a mother here, two aunts, grandmother, everything. So they got with my mother, gave her a list of what they wanted, and then when I met my girlfriend, she used to do the shopping for us.
But do you think your mother felt a bit isolated?
No, practically she never went out.
Really?
No, she never went practically out. She got there with people of her age in the hotel.
How old was she?
Pardon?
How old was she?
Well, she was born in 1885.
Right, so she would have been about 45? No,
more 50, than
65.
55 or 60,
yeah, yeah.
She had a memory, tremendous memory, to remember things.
What was her name?
Pardon?
What was her name?
Antonia.
Antonia.